An unsolved triple murder in the suburbs of Boston is getting a closer look in the wake of the Marathon bombings. As NPR's Jill Rose reports, one of the victims may have been a friend of bombing suspect Tamerlan Tsarnaev.
On September 12, 2011, police responded to a house in Waltham, Massachusetts.
They went to the second floor and saw a very graphic crime scene. There are three dead bodies in the apartment.
Jerry Leone, who was then district attorney for Middlesex County, spoke to reporters outside the house later that night.
It does look like the assailants and the decedents did know each other. We have no evidence of a break in the apartment.
You're saying assailants, plural. It means you're thinking more than one person is responsible?
We're not sure at this time. We know there were at least two people who are not in that apartment now who were there earlier.
There were no witnesses to the murders. Neighbors reported no loud noises, nothing unusual, until the bodies were discovered by a woman who ran screaming out of the apartment and called the police. Authorities identified the victims as Brendan Mess, age 25, Eric Weissman, 31, and Raphael Teakin, 37. All three were discovered with their throats slit and their bodies sprinkled with marijuana. The brutality of the crime shocked this leafy suburb a few miles west of Boston.
It doesn't happen in Waltham. I mean, a triple murder is rare. I can't recall there being a triple murder in Waltham prior to this one.
Gary Marchese is a lawyer and the Waltham city councilman for the neighborhood where the killings occurred.
Three young men, you know, who is, you know, in very good shape to have been killed quietly, you know, without a sound. It said to me that whoever did the killings, there were either several of them that overpowered them or one or two that were extremely strong and obviously prone to violence.
The crime was never solved. Most people assumed it was connected to drugs, since police found marijuana and $5,000 in cash in the apartment. One of the victims, Eric Weissman, had been charged with intent to distribute before, and another, Brendan Mess, was apparently an avid marijuana smoker. A posthumous video tribute posted on YouTube shows Mess in a happy moment.
Keeping it extra smoky, extra funky.
But the case has gotten a fresh look since the Marathon bombings because Brendan Mess was reportedly a friend of one of the bombing suspects. Tamerlan Tsarnaev would sometimes spar at the same mixed martial arts gym in Boston where Mess worked as an instructor. Two of the victims were Jewish, and while their bodies were discovered on September 12th, at least one family member reportedly believes they were killed on September 11th, suggesting a very different motive. The district attorney's office says the investigation into the Waltham murders remains open and that it's eager to pursue new leads. But a spokesperson for the DA was careful not to make any connection between the Marathon bombing suspects and the 2011 killings. Waltham City Councilman Gary Marchese says the case may hinge on whether forensic evidence was discovered at the scene.
If there's forensics that tie suspect number one or number two to the crime scene, I'm going to be a happy man. I do hope that we get some finality.
But if authorities do have evidence linking Tamerlan or Jahar Tsarnaev to the killings, they are not sharing it with the public, which means Marchese and the rest of Waltham are still waiting to find out how this story ends. Joel Rose, NPR News, Boston.